Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
Today's gospel is a short gospel from the Gospel of Luke. So I'm going to start by reading it. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" I was struck by this gospel passage, just in this reality that Jesus was praying, and then the disciples asked him to teach them how to pray. And it really got me thinking, how important it is to pay attention to the works of Jesus, the life of Jesus, and then seek his help, his teaching, his mentorship. Seek that relationship with him so that we too can learn to do what he does. And actually, it reminded me, as in my work today, I was sharing an image of discipleship, and I use this image of the Karate Kid and Mr. Miyagi. And when I started reflecting on this gospel passage, I was reminded of the beginning when Karate Kid met Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi was trying to catch flies with chopsticks. And the whole relationship that they had, which really was a great example of a discipleship type relationship, it started with the Karate Kid wanting to do what Mr. Miyagi did by catching flies. And so he practiced and he ended up doing it. How can we pay attention to what Jesus is doing and begin to model our life after it, or to learn to become like Jesus and to do the things that Jesus does? Again, the focus of this reflection that I was struck by in the passage is Jesus did it first, and then his disciples asked them. So I think of course, we can read scripture. We can see how Jesus did things. We can have God speak to us through scripture. Of course, attending Mass, going to confession, all of these are great ways where if we're attentive to the work that Jesus is doing and we allow it to resonate within our lives and allow God to work through us, we can become like Jesus. My struggle, though, is how often do I ask Jesus to teach me to be like him? I can learn about Jesus. I can admire him and adore him for the many great things that he does. But what kind of bold statement or bold request is it to ask Jesus to give us himself? "Lord, I know that you know how to love my wife and kids. Lord, teach me to love my wife and kids. Lord, I know that you have a freedom in the way things work with my work, with my relationships with others, with my relationships with my family and different friends. But I know that you have the freedom and a love and a care and a patience for all the different realities in my life. Lord, teach me to have that freedom. Lord, I know that you have a patience with me, that you love me. Lord, teach me to love me and teach me to have a patience with me. We ask this in your name. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.